Judges chapter 12, verses 8 to 15.
Judges chapter 12, starting verse 8. After him, Ibzan the prophet as a judge for Israel, he had 30 sons, and he gave away 30 daughters in marriage, and brought in 30 daughters from elsewhere for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years. Then Ibzan died and was buried at Bethlehem. After him, Elam the Zebulunite judged Israel. He judged Israel 10 years. And Elam the Zebulunite died and was buried at Ajalon in the country of Zebulun. After him, Abdon, son of Hillel, the Parathonite, judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons, who were about 70 young donkeys. He judged Israel 8 years. Then Abdon, son of Hillel, Parathonite, died and was buried in Parathon, in the land of Ephraim, in the mountains of the Amalekites.
So far, we're really getting what the Spirit of God is putting before us as we are studying in the book of Judges. We saw the background of the time where the judges ruled. Circumstances, as we said, very similar to our circumstances. Not only the circumstances very similar, the individuals are very similar to us. Weaknesses, inability. But there is something common with all of them. They were exercised about the things of God. They found in the Word of God strength for them and ability to use it to help themselves and to help others around them. Some of them, much written about them. Some of them, very little about them. One of the people, when we got to heaven, I want to talk about too is Shamgar. I want to find out from him how he did that. 600 men with the ox goad. I want to find out about that. How did he do that? There are wonderful things. It's known in heaven. It's not known for here. But what I learned today is this. It doesn't matter my abilities. And I think what we said about Ehud. Left-handed man. But he belonged to the tribe of Benjamin. He belonged to the son of my right hand. He belonged to Christ. And if I belong to Christ, I don't have a strength in me. I am very weak in myself. But my strength is in the Lord. And now we talked about the other two judges. Not much written about. We saw Jair. We saw, what is the one before him?
Tola.
Tola, thank you. I want to make sure everybody's awake. Tola. And we saw how every one of them, very little again, how they influence the people around them. A man who knew the time, knew what to do, when to do it, how to do it. A man who had influence on the coming generation, taught them how to rule. And to subdue the old nature. As a result of that, they were worthy to be ruler over cities. Now we come to these judges. And again, very little said about them. But their names have a lot of meaning. Their place of birth or death have a lot of meaning. What they have done, there's a lot of meaning. So I think now you have enough help to be able to participate a little bit more. I mean, come on, help us out here a little bit. We talked a lot, so we need some participation here and some help from the last three judges that we will talk about today.